I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Good day, everyone. Today, Leslie and I have a guest star with us. Her name is Terry Engel. She's Vice President of Sales and partner with Creative Cuisine. And we are here to talk about ways to save money on your wedding. Terry, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I've done lots of weddings and events with Kelly over the years, so I'm excited to be here and share some money-saving ideas.
Well, we're glad to have you here. The first thing I always know, because, you know, I am a wedding planner as well as many other things, is you've got to find out how many guests you're going to have before you can even think about a venue or what you want to do with your budget, correct?
That is key. If you come into an event space without knowing what your approximate final guest count will be, you're going to end up in the wrong space. You definitely want to try and determine that before you start. If you have 350 guests on your guest list, you may have just pushed yourself out of a few local venues and limited yourself to just certain numbers.
Well, let's talk about some of the venues around Central Ohio, both in the city and, you know, some of the surrounding cities. And talk about the size of those as well and some of the ways that you can save money on weddings, because I know you and I have some great tips on how to save some money, a lot of money.
Sure. Basically, if you can find a venue where you're able to bring all your own goodies in, you're not stuck with their bar package, you're not necessarily stuck with their food package, you can find a lot of savings tips there. In town, Columbus Park and Rec has some of just fabulous, we actually did Kelly's daughter's graduation party there. At Griggs Reservoir.
Oh, that was an awesome venue.
It's a beautiful location.
Griggs Boathouse.
Beautiful. Yes, yep. And we did it in June, and we had that beautiful patio overlooking the the river. And I think you can fit about 100 guests in
that. It's right at 100, exactly. Oh. And you can actually bring your own alcohol there. You have to work with a caterer and a certified bartender service or caterer that has bartending in order to bring your own alcohol.
But I know we saved so much money because we were able to bring in some of our own things. We were able to buy the alcohol. Creative Cuisine did our catering. You did the rest of it. And it was awesome. And the thing I like about it is when you look at, you know, what you're going to serve, let's talk about alcohol just, and then we'll go back to venues. But I like the fact that so many more people today are just doing beer and wine because it's so much more cost effective than doing a full bar or maybe beer, wine, and like a signature cocktail at a wedding, correct?
That's exactly right. And that's a big savings there. And generally, I find people are limiting the bar compared to years past. Basically, I tell my clients all the time, your guests will drink whatever you have there. So,
that's
you know,
for sure.
Save yourself some money.
I usually pick my favorite beverages
there
to recommend anyway. Well, let's talk some more about some of the venues around the...
So, Columbus Park and Rec again has North Bank Park, which is a great facility, seats 80 to 100 inside, and then you can get a tent for the outside patio, which is absolutely gorgeous, overlooks the Scioto River, back behind you is the Confluence and the whole downtown skyline. Great space. You can bring your own cocktails, you can bring your own food, all the equipment's there, it's a nice setup. A lot of the metro parks have great shelter houses that you can rent from basically dusk until sunset or, you know, go on until about 10 o'clock in the evening. Bring your own alcohol to those. Great outdoorsy feel. You can do your ceremony and your reception in one location, which is a great savings also. Then some of the other really, you know, more formal spaces would be the Ohio State Bar Association, which is in Upper Arlington. Upper Arlington has a swim and racket club that you can also use.
Right, I know you told me about that.
Great little space, really pretty on the inside, same deal. Bring in your own food, bring in your own alcohol. Great way to save some money.
Leslie's being very quiet today. That's because she has boys, so she won't be planning any wedding.
I'm hoping I never have to worry about this.
Yes,
this is great information. You can I never have to use.
The rehearsal dinner, though, remember, you're in charge of that. So some of these spaces are also good for rehearsal dinners.
True. They're perfect for rehearsal dinners. I've done quite a few. Cultural Arts Center is
beautiful
a Columbus
space.
Park and Rec facility right down on the Bicentennial Park area. gorgeous, beautiful views. So, and then if you want to get out of town a little bit, Kelly and I actually did an event together at Brin Du.
Oh, beautiful.
In Granville. They have two spaces there, the mansion, which seats about 100 to 120 indoors. You can tent the backyard and have 200 or plus. They also have a gorgeous field house where you can seat about 350. So that's
that was beautiful. That really was a nice great space. Venue. I remember you were out there directing traffic because there was two weddings going on at the same time. And you were like, this wedding hit this way, that wedding that way. But no, that was great because I know we had the, you get the space all day.
All day.
Which
and
is,
sometimes the night before. So that kind of leads into this whole money-saving thing. When you get a space like this and the venue will let you into their location prior to, there's a lot of DIY things you can do to save some money. I wouldn't go overboard. Sometimes families get themselves in over their heads in that last week before the wedding. Everyone's in the just completely stressed out.
Well, I think we've talked about this before because I've done a lot of weddings with you as an event planner. And, you know, people say, well, I don't need an event planner. I can do it all myself. No, actually, we know how to save money. Mm-hmm. And actually, we end up almost paying for ourselves. And no aggravation. We know how to go to the right florist. I mean, I use a florist called Oberer's, and I know we've got some other vendors that we can save 30, 40, 50% on things just because we know and we work with them a lot. So they tend to work with us and our budgets too.
No, that's exactly right. You know, when you're looking at using a wedding planner, it's a great place to get past that last week of stress because that person is in place already, has everything taken care of from the standpoint of your vendors, your venue, all of the last minute details that need to be taken care of. It's a great way to get that taken care of. We also, you know, I see a lot of my clients when they're at Brin Du or Durrell Farms out in Marysville or Little Brook Meadows down in Lancaster. They will actually contact the venue, find out what brides are there on Friday night and Sunday, and they can all share equipment. So let's say you need a tent to do your ceremony outside just to guarantee our, you know, lovely Ohio weather that changes every 30 seconds. I recommend a tent. The tables and chairs, linens, things, not necessarily linens, but things that you can share with some of the other brides is a great way to save some money. You can call ahead and see if anyone else is using chairs. Hey, let's all go in on them together.
That's very smart.
Big help.
I wonder if they could share wearing like the same dress
can we,
or something.
Right? I mean,
that would be a big, that's a big happening.
Linens and dresses are probably not part of that.
Well, and then I think too, I've done this for several things. Remember, we just did my mother's 90th birthday party, mm-hmm. But it's still relative. Is I went out and got all the paper goods,
right?
So all the napkins and all the flatware and all of that, cups, and you know, I mean, that's a huge savings.
A lot of caterers will allow you to do that too. They'll bring in the food and let you bring your family heirloom plates and your paper plates for serving or whatever you want to do. So it's just a matter of coordinating with your caterer to make sure that you're getting what you need and also getting them to take care of the setup and cleanup. It works out really well. It's a great way to save some money.
Yeah. And Terry, you had some tips on the florist bill too, how to save a little bit of money when you're looking at your flowers.
Definitely. A lot of your venues are already gorgeous to start with. They have a lot of gorgeous backgrounds and beautiful, sight lines. So not necessarily conflicting with that, but take those looks into consideration when you start planning your decor and plan around what's already on location, and you can save a little there.
Right. And are there certain times that you want to avoid when it comes to buying your flowers?
As far as flowers go, basically starting in January through Mother's Day, that's high dollar time for flowers. They're prepping and selling for Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, the two biggest florist holidays. So you're going to run into a higher price point at that time frame than you would, let's say, June, July, August. The prices definitely drop then.
Well, there's lots of great tips I think we've learned today. We're going to have a lot more series about wedding saving tips and things. So, Terry, thanks for being with us again today. Terry Engel, Vice President of Sales and Partner with Creative Cuisine. And stay tuned because we've got more coming about weddings.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.